In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apostle says to us today, to me, the least of all the saints, is given this grace to preach among the nations the unsearchable richness of Christ. How good, how holy, and what an incomparable consolation that Holy Mother Church has for centuries now decreed that we should spend this entire day safely tucked within the heart of our Savior. Indeed, how good, how pleasant, how incomparably consoling it is to dwell and dwell always within this heart. The mission of the priest is indeed none other than to preach among the nations the unsearchable richness of this sacred heart that has suffered for our redemption. That is why St. John Vianney declared that the priesthood is simply the love of the heart of Jesus. And it is this feast, which although we might say it is not, strictly speaking, numbered among the official patronal feast days of the Institute as a whole, it is one that brings us together as an institute, certainly as much as the Feast of Christ the King. For we recall that on the Feast of Christ the King, it was Pius XI who declared that on that day, in the course of our procession, of our Eucharistic adoration, we should pronounce together the consecration of the human race to the most sacred heart of Jesus. This unveils to us the mystery of our dear sister adorers, for they are the sister adorers of the royal heart of Jesus Christ, sovereign priest. To adore Christ as king is to adore this human heart, substantially united to the divinity. It is then today a feast for all priests, whose priesthood consists entirely in the love of this divine heart and the salvation it has wrought for us. It is a feast especially for our dear sisters. Their principal feast of adoration. It is, finally, a feast for you, the faithful. But today, we must make special mention of those who belong to the Society of the Sacred Heart. Truly, in the Society of the Sacred Heart, we see the mysteries of divine providence. We find in the history of the Society of the Sacred Heart an echo of what is sounded today by the Apostle, that all of these things were determined before the foundation of the world. And so this society that was to become the third order of the Institute of Christ the King was decreed by divine providence even before the founding of the Institute, for it existed a full two generations before the Institute was founded and then was joined to the Institute as its lay society. And so today, all lay members of the Institute do celebrate their principal feast day as members of the Society of the Sacred Heart. By this feast, we are reminded, and those who belong to the lay society especially, that there is, in fact, by dispensation of the sacraments we receive as disciples of Christ, a threefold participation in this priesthood of Christ, which, as St. John Vianney tells us, is nothing other than the love of the heart of Jesus. All of us are called to participate in this love of the heart of Jesus, in this priesthood of Jesus Christ, by our baptism. By our baptism, we receive an eternal, indelible mark on our souls, a character which imputes us for divine service, for worship, enables us to receive all the other sacraments for the glory of God and the salvation of our souls. This character is only strengthened by the character we receive in the sacrament of confirmation, which makes us soldiers of Christ, but soldiers in the spiritual combat, which is undertaken once again by true worship. Finally, there is the highest level of participation in the priesthood of Christ, and that is by the sacrament of holy orders. It's by the sacrament of holy orders that the mystical body of this most sacred heart is governed and ministered unto. We find there an intimate tie between this highest level of participation in the one eternal high priesthood of Christ and the sacrament of matrimony, which is received by so many of you and so many of you members of the Society of the Sacred Heart. For just as the priesthood of Jesus Christ governs and nourishes the body of Christ, it is by the sacrament of matrimony that the mystical body grows and is spread throughout the world and increases and multiplies in accordance with God's dispensation from the beginning, and does so once again for his honor and glory. For it is by the sacrament of matrimony that new persons come into the world who can be baptized, confirmed, and receive holy orders, and thus participate in this only true worship, the only thing that can ever bring glory to God through the loving heart of Jesus. On this feast day, then, let us join priests, sisters, oblates, seminarians, members of the Society of the Sacred Heart, and all faithful in proclaiming with one voice praise, glory, and honor to this divine heart who has wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.